Books, books. Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
It is Tuesday, time for book picks, and our list from our independent bookseller of the week, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this early spring season. Your dad was here a little bit ago. Now you're here. I feel like very good hands. It's family day here.
Absolutely.
At the round table. We're thrilled to have you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
Well, a lot going on. You have a beautiful list of books. Where would you like to begin?
Oh, I want to start with a book I'm really excited about. I'm in the middle of it right now. It's called The Lady from the Black Lagoon, Hollywood Monsters and the Lost Legacy of Millicent Patrick.
I love this book.
Yeah, by Mallory O'Mara. This book is so great. So it's the untold story of the woman who created the creature from the Black Lagoon. She designed the monster. And this was back in the 40s, 50s. Women didn't have these jobs. Women were, if they were in the room, it was because they were the girlfriend of someone. But Millicent was an animator, an artist, an actress. She had this incredible story. And the author, Mallory O'Mara, has always been a huge fan of Creature from the Black Lagoon, of monster movies. She works in Hollywood herself as a screenwriter in the horror genre. And she decided she wanted to get to the bottom of this story of this woman's life. So she was researching Millicent's life. You find out all kinds of incredible Hollywood history along the way. The voice of the author really comes through because it is quite a journey. As you know, like lots of women's stories were not documented.
No.
So there she only has so much information to work with, but she does an incredible job with it. And you know, if you're interested in old Hollywood, if you're interested in feminist history, this is such a great read.
It is The Lady from the Black Lagoon, Hollywood Monsters and the Lost Legacy of Millicent Patrick. Her story is so inspiring. She worked for Disney for a long period of time,
yes.
Did some amazing work at Disney, and then started working on these creatures. I'm blanking on the name of the movie. Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah, Shape of
Shape of Water. That monster was actually inspired by her creature, and not only that, but there's a great villain in this book, meaning a horrible person, actually, but a good villain when you're reading about it, that really sidelined her career for the rest of her life. But Mallory O'Mara is amazing, and the name of the book is The Lady from the Black Lagoon.
Up next, I want to talk about a book that goes on sale today. It's called Notes from a Young Black Chef. It's a memoir by Kwame Anuachi. And I loved this book. It is the story of this chef who, by the time he was 27, he had both opened and closed one of the most talked about restaurants in America. He tells his story of kind of growing up in the Bronx. His mom sends him off to Nigeria for most of his adolescence. And, you know, he's cooking. He's learning about food. When he gets back to the Bronx, he starts selling candy bars on the subway for $1, and he makes $20,000, and he starts his own catering company. It's an incredible story of entrepreneurship, but also love of food. He went to the Culinary Institute of America, and he's currently executive chef at Kith and Kin. And I just, you know, I don't read a lot of food memoir, and I just thought this was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right. It's Notes from a Young Black Chef, and the book is just out, and it sounds terrific.
Yeah. Up next is just something that's pure fun. It's called The Ultimate Cartoon Book of Book Cartoons. It's edited by Bob Eckstein, and it is a collection of basically, I think they're all from The New Yorker. I would guess.
I think they're all from the New Yorker, or if they're not,
they look like
they could be in the New Yorker.
Absolutely. So if you're a bibliophile and you enjoy those New Yorker cartoons, this is such a wonderful collection. It will just have you giggling to yourself throughout. We're having an event with Bob at our Rhinebeck store tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 6, and he'll be there, and it'll be a panel. So it'll be him and three of the cartoonists featured in the book, Michael Maslin, Danny Shanahan, and Liza Donnelly. They're all of them, including Bob himself, are cartoonists for The New Yorker. And if you're interested in finding out more about what goes into creating those iconic cartoons, please come out and meet these amazing artists.
We just had him in the studio on Friday, and there's a great cartoon in this book that has a customer coming into a bookstore and saying, I'm looking for a book by T. What's-His-Face Boyle.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A good one. Good stuff. It is the ultimate cartoon book of book cartoons by the world's greatest cartoonist. Bob Eckstein is the editor, and you'll have a whole group of cartoonists there at Oblong. That's great. Wonderful event.
And the next one is Greek to Me, Adventures of the Comma Queen by Mary Norris. Mary also wrote a book called Between You and Me, which was a big hit a few years back. She is most famously was a copy editor at The New Yorker for many years, and the new book is all about Greek and how Greek informs English language and how we write and what our words mean. Any grammar nerd or lover of words will really enjoy this one. And Mary is going to be at our White Heart series in Salisbury, Connecticut, on Wednesday, April 17th at 6, and you can come out and meet the Comma Queen herself.
The Comma Queen, Adventures of the Comma Queen. Greek to Me is the name of the book. Mary Norris is the author. Okay.
And then I want to go totally a 180 and talk about a comic book. So I dabble in comics. I am by no means an expert. However, when I heard about Man-Eaters, which is about, toxoplasmosis, so you get toxoplasmosis. Everyone knows this, right? From scooping cat litter. It's just like if you have a cat, you'll probably end up with toxoplasmosis.
Yes.
So there's a mutation in toxoplasmosis that suddenly is starting to cause women, when they are menstruating, to turn into man-eating giant cats. Like you do.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm going to read that comic. You better believe it. So the first few issues are available bound into volume one. It's created by Chelsea Kane, along with a wonderful group of artists. Chelsea is a writer of really, really, really creepy adult mysteries, thrillers, books.
Whatever.
I read one Chelsea Kane book and I couldn't sleep for like 2 weeks. This isn't super scary, but it is like pretty rad. It's ultra feminist. It is the basic plot is that this teenage girl all of a sudden is maybe turning into a giant cat. She can't remember what happens, but people are starting to turn up dead and she might be the killer. Also, her dad is one of the agents trying to stop this phenomenon. It is great fun, and I would say fine for teenagers. I would say 16 and up, but for adults for sure.
Man-Eaters Volume 1, I'm most impressed that there are multiple volumes. I think that's good. I like that.
Oh, yes, there's more to come. The story's not over.
That is terrific. This sounds amazing. It is Man-Eaters Volume 1 and now out. All right.
And then turning the page to children's books, I brought the picture book that I am the most in love with right now. It's called You Are New. It's by Lucy Nisley. And you're going to a baby shower and you need a book, right? So they already have Goodnight Moon. They probably already have, everything that you can think of from your own childhood. Please go give them a copy of You Are New. It is so beautiful and simple, and it's very simple, hello, you. You are new. When you're new, what can you do? You can look and see and peer. You can touch and taste and hear. You can doze and nap and snooze. It makes you sleepy being new. And it goes on from there. It is just wonderful. This is going to be a classic. I'm so excited about this book.
You Are New by Lucy Nisley.
Yep. And Lucy's going to be at our Rhinebeck store on Friday, April 19th at 6 o'clock. She's also more well-known for her work in graphic memoir. And she also has a new graphic memoir out about having her first child.
Nice.
And then moving to middle grade. So I'd say this is fine for ages not maybe like 9 and up. It's called Caterpillar Summer by Gillian McDunn. And this story is just beautiful. It's about a girl, Cat, and her younger brother named Chicken. Chicken has special needs. He gets really anxious with loud noises, and he doesn't like to be touched. And she has to kind of take care of him. And they thought they had knew what they were going to do this summer. They were going to go on a trip together but with their family. But something happens, and they are sent to live with their grandparents for the summer, and they'd never met their grandparents before. So it is the most wonderful story of siblings caring for one another. The author herself has a brother with special needs, so she's really able to convey her own experience through these characters. And I would say this is wonderful for kids who liked Wonder, who liked the thing about jellyfish, or who love Rebecca Stead books. This book just has a lot of emotional heart and is told in a really beautiful way, and it's a debut novel.
It is Caterpillar Summer by Gillian McDunn. Okay.
Yeah. And then last but not least, a young adult book. So I'd say this is fine for 14 and up. It's called Izzy Plus Tristan. It's by Shannon Dunlop. And it is a contemporary retelling of the Tristan and Isolde myth. A young woman named Izzy has just moved to Brooklyn from the Lower East Side, and all of a sudden is living in a whole new neighborhood and meets all kinds of new kids, very different from her old friends. And Tristan is a chess prodigy who grew up in Brooklyn, and they meet and fall in love on a fateful night, and things unroll from there. It is beautiful, also a debut novel. It's just, you know, if you have a teen who loves reading romance, this is a great next book for them. If they like John Green, they'll love this. Or Robin Benway, Izzy Plus Tristan.
Izzy Plus Tristan by Shannon Dunlap. All right. Now we have a few moments, so let's focus on what else is going on.
Oh, my gosh. We have a lot of great stuff coming up this spring. We're very excited to be hosting Craig Ferguson on Wednesday, May 8th at Bard College. And tickets are available on our website, oblongbooks.com, for that. Craig has a new memoir out called Riding the Elephant. We're looking forward to that. We also have Children's Book Week.
May I interrupt
real
please. Quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Our own Allison Dunn, WAMC's Allison Dunn, will be leading the conversation. So
yes.
I just will be very happy to hear her and Craig Ferguson. It'll be very cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're psyched. We're
excellent.
Very, very happy Allison can join us for that. And the last week of April into the first week of May is Children's Book Week, which is a nationwide celebration of kids' books. We're going to be hosting a couple of teachers' nights that week, as well as a couple of grandparents' nights in our stores.
Nice.
So you can check the website and sign up for those.
That's really great stuff.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Very fun. And you can find out more by going to oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. Or, for goodness sakes, go visit them. They're in Rhinebeck and Millerton. And you can find out those locations at the website as well, oblongbooks.com. You can also see Susanna's list on our website. They put it on theirs, but we have it on ours, and we have a link to their site as well. It's wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you so much. Always good to see you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Susanna Herman's great to have you here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.